Well, turn with me, if you would, to Matthew chapter 13. If you don't have a Bible, there is one in your row, or it's on the back of your bulletin, the text that I want to share with you tonight.
我们大家一起来翻看一下我们今天要查考的话语是在马太福音的13章，大家也印在周报的背后。
I want to begin a brand new series over the coming weeks with you, so when I preach here once a month, I want to talk to you about the parables of Jesus.
那我在接下来这几个月当中，我会开始一个全新的一个讲道的系列，是关于耶稣所用的比喻。
And we're going to look at the book of Matthew, and I really trust that it would be a great time for spiritual growth and maturity in each of us.
我们会一起来借着马太福音来查考这些话语，我相信这是一个很好的机会，可以让我们的属灵生命得到成长。
All right, so Matthew chapter 13, it's rather lengthy, but we need to read it all to get the full context of what the story is about.
我们要读的在马太福音的第13章是不短的一段经文，但是我们要读这段经文才能够知道整个经文的意思。
Verse 1 and following, this is what it says, that same day Jesus went out of the house and sat by the lake.Such large crowds gathered around him that he got into the boat and he sat in it while all the people stood on the shore.
马太福音十三章第一到第二节，当那一天耶稣从房子里出来，坐在海边，有许多人到他那里聚集，他只得上床坐下，众人都站在岸上。
Then he told them many things in parables, saying, A farmer went out to sow his seed, and as he was scattering the seed, some fell along the path, and the birds came and ate it up. Some fell on rocky places where it did not have much soil. It sprang up quickly because the soil was shallow.
他用比喻对他们讲许多道理，说有一个撒种的出去撒种，撒的时候有落在路旁的，飞鸟来吃尽了。有落在土浅石头地上的，土既不深，发苗最快。
But when the sun came up, this is verse 6, the plants were scorched, and they withered because they had no root. Other seed fell among thorns, which grew up and choked the plants, and still other seed fell on good soil, where it produced a crop, 160 or 30 times what was sown.
日头出来一晒，第六节。因为没有根就枯干了，有落在荆棘里的，荆棘长起来把它挤住了，又有落在好土里的就结实，有100倍的，有60倍的，有30倍的。
Verse 9, whoever has ears, let them hear. And the disciples came to him and they asked, Jesus, why do you speak to the people in parables? And he replied, because the knowledge of the secrets of the kingdom of heavenhas been given to you, but not to them.
第九节，有耳可听的就应当听。门徒近前来问耶稣说，对众人讲话为什么用比喻呢？耶稣回答说，因为天国的奥秘只叫你们知道，不叫他们知道。
Verse 12, whoever has will be given more, and they will have an abundance. Whoever does not have, even what they have will be taken from them. This is why I speak to them in parables. Though seeing, they do not see. Though hearing, they do not hear or understand.
十二节，凡有的还要加给他，叫他有余；凡没有的，连他所有的也要夺去。所以我用比喻对他们讲，是因为他们看也看不见，听也听不见，也不明白。
Verse 14, in them is fulfilled the prophecy of Isaiah. You will be ever hearing but never understanding. You will be ever seeing but never perceiving. For this people's heart has become calloused. They hardly hear with their ears, and they have closed their eyes. Otherwise, they might see with their eyes, hear with their ears, understand with their hearts, and turn, and I would heal them.
14节，在他们身上正应了以赛亚的预言说，你们听是要听见却不明白，看是要看见却不晓得，因为这百姓有蒙了心，耳朵发沉，眼睛闭着，恐怕眼睛看见，耳朵听见，心里明白，回转过来，我就医治他们。
Verse 16, but blessed, Jesus is saying this to the disciples, but blessed are your eyes because they see and your ears because they hear. For truly I tell you, many prophets and righteous people longed to see what you see, but did not see it, and to hear what you hear, but did not hear it.
16节，但你们的眼睛是有福的，因为看见了；你们的耳朵也是有福的，因为听见了。我实在告诉你们，从前有许多先知和义人，要看你们所看的，却没有看见；要听你们所听的，却没有听见。
Now verses 18 through 23 is pretty important for us, so we need to really capture these next five verses here. Listen then to what the parable of the sower means. Verse 19, when anyone hears the message about the kingdom and does not understand it, the evil one comes and snatches away what was sown in their heart.
第十八节，所以你们当听这撒种的比喻，凡听见天国道理不明白的，那恶者就来，把所撒在他心里的夺了去，这就是撒在路旁的了。
And this is the seed that was sown along the path. Verse 20. The seed falling on rocky ground refers to someone who hears the word and at once receives it with joy.
第二十节，撒在石头地上的就是人听了道，当下欢喜接受。
Verse 21, but since they have no root, they last only for a short time. When trouble or persecution comes because of the word, they quickly fall away. The seed falling among the thorns refers to someone who hears the word, but the worries of this life and the deceitfulness of wealth choke the word, making it unfruitful.
21节，只因心里没有根，不过是暂时的，乃至为这道受了患难或是受了逼迫，立刻就跌倒了。撒在荆棘里的就是人听了道，后来有世上的思虑、钱财的迷惑，把道挤住了，不能结实。
And then verse 23 says, but the seed falling on good soil refers to someone who hears the word and understands it, and this is the one who produces a crop yielding 100, 60, or 30 times what was sown.
23节，撒在好地上的就是人听到明白了，后来结实，有100倍的，有60倍的，有30倍的。
Let's pray.
让我们一起来祷告。
God, we ask you tonight that the reading of your word would sit in our hearts and our minds.
主，我们祈祷你，今天我们读你的话语的时候，你的话语来亲自的对我们的灵，对我们的心来说话。
And God, I pray tonight that as we unpack the parable of the sower, Lord, I pray that the lessons that we're going to learn from this passage would just become a part of who we are as believers in Christ.
主，当我们来学习撒种的这样的一个比喻的时候，愿意主你的话语来改变我们，改变我们的心。
And Lord, I pray that those seeds that we plant in your name would produce a powerful crop in our community.
主，我们愿意奉你名所撒下的种子能够结出百倍的果实。
We pray all these things in your name. Amen.
我们奉主的名祷告。Amen.
Well, tonight I want to talk to you about five practical lessons on the art of sowing. There is an art to sowing, and we're going to look at that in Scripture tonight.
好，那我们今天晚上我们想探讨的是关于撒种的五个方面。
And if you want to write some extra notes, you can, but the actual points are already in your worship folder. But I want to go through these tonight, and I really want to encourage you to jot some extra notes down as we walk through the passage.
啊，那但如果愿意的话呢，可以记下笔记。那我们今天的这个讲道的正道的大纲呢，也在今天的周报当中有印出来。
So here's the idea. If you and I are going to learn how to sow seeds,We need to make sure that number one, we plow the field. This is part of the art of sowing, is that we plow the field.
啊，那我想我们今天如果要学习这个撒种的比喻的话，我们要学习的第一个功课就是我们要学习怎么样来耕耘我们的土地。
Verse 3 out of chapter 13 tells us here, then Jesus said to them many things in parables, saying, a farmer went out to sow his seed.
啊，那在马太福音十三章的第三节有这样说到，有一个撒种的出去撒种。
I didn't grow up around a lot of farming, but what I do know about it, I learned by watching my grandparents prepare their four or five vegetable gardens each year by getting their rototiller out. You know those little rototillers that turns up the soil?
啊，那我其实并不是在一个乡下或者农村的环境中长大，但是我对于撒种种植的这个功课也有所了解。那是通过我观察我的祖父母，他们每年都要在照看他们的四五块这个田园的时候，他们是这样做的。他们每年都会在春天的时候，会把他们的松土机给拉出来去松土。
And every time that they went out to plow their fields, they would spend hours upon hours just walking up and down the rows and all around their gardens that they had. And what they would do is they would just let the rototiller dig up all of the ground that they were traveling over.
啊，那每一次他们要为他们的菜园子松土的时候，他们会花很长的时间在他们菜园从前走到后，从里走到外，要用他们的松土机把田园里的菜园里的田地里的硬土都给翻松。
And the reason that they had to do that, each spring is because after the harvest in the late summer and early fall, and then all through the winter and into early spring,What would happen is that the ground would become hard, and it often had leftover debris from the harvest, from the season before, all over it.
啊，那他们之所以这样要这样做的话，是因为经过前一年夏天的收获，或者经过秋天的收获，一直经过冬天以后，这个地上有很多的一些碎屑，而且地变得很坚硬，他们必须要把这个硬的土给翻松了。
And in its pre-plowed state,It really wasn't suitable for planting anything that would produce a crop.
如果他没有把这个田地翻松的话，那这个地非常的硬，并不适合任何的植物生长。
And so by taking their little rototiller throughout the gardens and by digging up that hard ground, what happened was that it brought to the top some of the soft soil with better nutrients and a greater opportunity for them to be able to produce a good crop.
啊，那所以当他们用他们的松土机去松他们田野里的土的时候，他们可以把下面的那些松软的土给翻到上面来，而且那些松软的土可以带来更多的养分，更适合植物的生长。
And you know, the same is very true for our spiritual lives as well.
我想同样的道理也可以运用在我们的属灵生命当中。
If you and I are going to produce a crop, then we first have to begin by preparing ourselves.
啊，如果我们想要我们属灵生命能够结出好的果子，那我们也需要预备我们的心。
We have to plow up some fields in our own lives first.
啊，我们要看看我们的生命当中有些什么地方，我们需要像松土一样的把它翻一遍。
And Jesus in this passage gives us some insight into this idea of preparing, this idea of preparation when he says in verses 13 through 15, listen, this is why I speak to them in parables. Though seeing, they do not see. Though hearing, they do not understand.
啊，那在13章的13到15节，主耶稣给了我们一些关于预备好我们自己内心的这样的一些看见。他在十三节有这样说道，所以我用比喻对他们讲，是因为他们看也看不见，听也听不见，也不明白。
And he goes on in verse 14 and he says, In them is fulfilled the prophecy of Isaiah, you will be ever hearing but never understanding, you will be ever seeing but never perceiving, for this people's heart has become calloused or hard is what Jesus says.
啊，在十四节，在他们身上这应验了以赛亚的预言，说你们听是要听见却不明白，看是要看见却不晓得，因为这百姓犹蒙了心。
And what Jesus was doing here is he was saying, hey listen, if we're going to cultivate or produce a harvest, we need to pay attention to turning up some of our own fields. And Jesus here was speaking about those who had an untilled soil.
啊，那这个地方，耶稣告诉我们说， 如果我们要属灵生命要结出好的果子，那我们一定要把我们的内心干硬的地方像用松土这样的把它翻松。
And what happened here is that the people that Jesus was speaking about was that they had become calloused in their way of living. They had developed hardened hearts. And the idea of these people producing a really good crop was very, very slim.
啊，那在这个时候，这个地方，主耶稣所讲的话的那些人，他们的生活已经变得非常的麻木，他们的心也变得非常的刚硬，所以在他们的生命当中，要想结出好的果子，是一个非常希望渺茫的事情。
And the only way that they would be able to produce a crop was to see with their eyes, was to hear with their ears, and for them to be able to understand with their heart the things of God.
啊，那唯一能够让他们结出好的果子的办法，就是让他们的眼睛能够看见，让他们的耳朵能够听见，而且要能够明白主的真道。
And in order to do that, it was going to require having soft and good soil.
那要做到这一点的话，他们需要一个好的松软的土。
It had to be soil that was broken up and mixed together. It had to be soil that was turned over and brought to the top.
啊，那他们需要的这个松软的土，一定是要经过破碎的土，一定是经过了搅拌的土，而且是已经被翻动过的土。
And for us tonight, and I think you know me well enough for me to be able to just ask this question of all of us. I wonder if there might be some things in our own lives or some areas where we have hardened or calloused hearts and minds.
我想大家可能对我都已经很熟悉，那我一定要问大家这样的问题。我想我们今天来看看我们自己的属灵生命，我们的生命当中有没有什么东西变得非常的麻木，我们的内心有没有变得非常的刚硬，需要一个松软的土来替代。
Are there some things, and this is just a reflective opportunity for all of us, but are there some things in our life that we need to dig up?
那我们要看看在我们生命当中有没有什么样的事情我们需要把它给挖出来给挖掉。
Maybe there are some areas of our lives where we need to mix it all together, and maybe there are some areas of our lives that we just need to turn over.
啊，也许我们生命中有些事情，我们需要能够有一段的啊搅拌在一起。也许有些时候，我们要一个完全的一个转变。
Perhaps there are areas of my life and your life that desperately need to be plowed in order that you and I might produce a great crop.
啊，也许在我们的生命当中有那么一些事情，我们需要真的是来神的来耕耘。我们也只有经过神的耕耘，我们才可以能够结出好的果子。
I wonder why Jesus said in verse 9, "He who has ears, let him hear."
那我在看到这个第九节有说有耳的当听。
Maybe it's because Jesus knew that you and I would be here tonight and that we would have an opportunity to listen to the voice of God and start getting prepared for producing the crop that he has in store for our lives.
那我想也许主耶稣基督他知道我们今天晚上会在这个地方，他知道我们有机会来听这样的讲道，知道有这样的机会来预备我们的心，能够来结出他为我们所预备的好的果子。
And my encouragement for us tonight is this. Don't let this opportunity go by tonight without letting God speak to you about the areas that need plowing and preparation.
那我给大家的鼓励和挑战是，我们不要放弃这样的机会，我们要用神的话来亲自的告诉我们，我们生命当中有什么样的地方，我们需要神的耕耘，需要神的改变。
If you and I are going to learn how to sow good seed and then produce a crop, friends, this right here is the place of beginning for us.
啊，所以我们要如果要学习撒种，我们要学习怎么样结好的果子的话，这就是我们要迈出的第一步。
We have to plow the fields of our spiritual lives.
我们在我们属灵生命当中，我们要学习来耕耘我们的心田。
Number two, if we're going to learn how to sow, we need to make sure that we actually plant the seed, right?
啊，那我们要学习撒种的话，我想第二点很清楚的就是我们要学习我们怎么样来撒种子。
Verse 4 tells us here, Jesus says that the farmer went out and he was scattering seed.
啊，那在这段经文当中，我们看到有提说到说有一个撒种的出去撒种。
Now here, you ready for this? Here is a deep theological spiritual truth for us today.
这个是我们今天要学习到的一个非常深的，而且是一个神学的一个道理。
You may want to write this down because I'm sure that no one has ever thought about this before.
所以你可能要把它写下来，因为可能从来没有人想到这一点。
And here's this deep theological truth for us on this idea tonight.
这是我们今天要提到的一个最艰深的一个神学的道理。
You and I will not produce a crop if we do not plant a seed.
就是如果我们不撒种的话，那我们必然不会有任何的收获。
Isn't that true?
是这样的吗？
It's very true. The farmer knew that if he wanted to produce a crop, that he was going to have to plant some seed.
这个农夫非常清楚，如果他要能够结实的话，他必须要撒种。
And out of this passage here, you and I can learn a few things about planting seeds.
那根据这段几段经文，我们可以来学习一些关于撒种的这样的一个功课。
I'm not sure if these are in your notes, but if they're not, I really want to encourage you to write them down if you are taking notes.
我不知道这个是不是在应该是没有印在周报上，那我所以鼓励大家能够来做笔记。
Here's the first thing that we can learn about planting seeds.
这是我们能够学习的第一个关于撒种的功课。
We have to plant the seed that corresponds with the crop that we want to produce.
那我们所撒的种子一定是我们想要收获的那个果实的种子。
Galatians 6:7 tells us that you and I will reap what we sow.
加拉太书第六章第七节有这样说到，人种的是什么，收的也是什么。
And so here's the idea in the natural. If you and I want to get apples, we can't plant watermelon seeds, correct?
这个非常容易理解。我们种瓜得瓜，种豆得豆。如果我们想得到苹果的话，我们一定不能撒下西瓜子。
We have to make sure, friends, that the seeds that we are wanting to plant to produce a great crop and a great harvest in our lives are the seeds that will reflect that great harvest.
所以我们要明白这一点。如果我们想要得到某一样的果实的话，那我们撒的种子一定是那种果实的种子。
Here's another thought, another lesson out of this idea of planting the seed, and it's this. We have to spread the seed everywhere.
那我们关于撒种的第二个功课就是，那我们在撒种的时候，我们必须要四处撒种。
The scripture tells us that the farmer went out and he scattered the seed. And the idea there is that he scattered the seed everywhere.
那这段经文告诉我们说，这农夫出去撒种的时候是四处撒种。
And if you and I are going to produce a great crop and a great harvest, God's instructions to you and I, if you're a believer here tonight, this is the same instruction that God gives to every single one of us, that we are responsible to plant seeds everywhere we go.
那如果我们要想能够结出丰盛的果实的话，神给了我们这样的一个诫命，我们要去四处撒种。
We have to plant seeds in our own families.
我们要在我们的个人家庭当中来撒种。
We have to plant seeds in our communities.
要在我们的社区当中来撒种。
We have to plant seeds in our workplaces.
要在我们的工作场合来撒种。
And we have to plant seeds no matter where we go.
不论我们行到什么地方，我们都要四处撒种。
Here's another thought about planting seeds. We have to realize that not all of the seed that gets planted will produce a crop.
那我们学的另外一个功课就是，不是我们所有撒下的种子都能够结实。
And what in this passage Jesus speaks to this spiritual idea when he talks about receiving and understanding in verses 18 through 23.
那在我们刚才读的那段经文当中，主耶稣有提到一个属灵的概念，就是关于我们能够接受到种子，而且能够明白道理。
And if we look at the verses again, we would quickly see that the ground that the farmer scattered the seed on, the ground received 100% of the seed that the farmer scattered.
那么看到刚才经文，有100%的土地都有接受到种子，都撒了种。
But listen to this though. This is really critical for us because only 75% of the seed that the farmer scattered grew.
但是在百分之百 农夫所撒种的地方只有 75% 的地方的种子可以有发芽有生长
and then what happened was only 25% of the seed that was planted actually produced a crop
其中又只有 25% 的地方能够撒种的地方能够结出果实来
and so in verse 23 we see where Jesus says he says the one who received the seedthat fell on good soil.
在第二十三节说撒在好地上的就是
Okay, got it. The one who received the seed that fell on good soil is the man who hears the word and understands it and he's the one that produces a crop.
撒在好地上的就是人听到明白了后来结实
Now, if you're taking notes, here's what I want to encourage you to do. I want you to write in your notes, good soil.
那如果你记笔记的话，我鼓励大家写下好土这个字，这两个字。
Good soil is critical for us to understand.
那好土好地，这是我们所要明白的一个很关键的一个道理。
And this idea of understanding that Jesus refers to is really about the application of the seed planted in good soil in our lives.
那我想这里他讲的好土这个含义也表示说我们要能够接受到好的道理我们要把这样好的道理能够行在我们的生命当中。
James chapter 1 verse 22 tells us that we should not merely listen to the word, don't just receive the word, or pardon me, don't merely listen to the word, don't just receive the word is what he's saying.
那在雅各书的第一章二十二节说：“这你们要行道，不要单单听道。”
Because if we just listen to the word, what's going to happen is we're going to deceive ourselves.
因为如果我们只是单单听到的话，不行道的话，就好比是我们自己欺哄自己。
But James here says, "But do what it says."
这里雅各书也说到，你们要行道。
And what he's saying is, listen.You need to understand what the word is saying, and then you need to apply it to your life.
那这里他所说的，也就是说，我们要能够明白神的道，而且要把它行在我们的生命当中。
And you and I as believers, again, we have to plant the seed. And in that planting, we need to receive and then understand it if we're going to produce a spiritual crop in our lives.
所以我们都要学习来撒种。我们撒了种，我们要能够接受到好的种子神的道，我们要把神的道运在我们生活当中。
And the great news for us is this, it's not complicated.
对我们来说一个好的消息就是要行神的道并不是一个很复杂的事情。
We can do this in our spiritual lives.
在我们属灵生命当中我们真的是可以做到这一点。
Now here's point number three for us tonight, that if we're going to understand this art of sowing, we need to understand point number three, and it's this, that we need to put down roots.
那我们要学习的第三个功课就是关于撒种的第三个功课就是我们要能够扎下根来。
And again here at this point, we need to note that of all the seed that the farmer planted, only 25%ends up being successful.
我们要牢牢记住的是农夫所撒的种子里面只有 25% 的种子可以能够结实。
And 75% of all the seed that the farmer scattered did not make it.
那其中的撒的种子里面有 75% 的种子都没有办法来结实。
And the question we have to ask here is, well, why? I mean, were the conditions that bad?
那我们肯定想要问的问题是那这是为什么呢为什么 75% 的种子都不能结实
We can see in this passage that sure enough, there were some things that grew, but it just wasn't sustainable.
那我们看到经文中告诉我们的确有些种子它可以有生长但是这样的生长它最后没有办法能够结实。
And the answer that we can find here as to why 75% of the seed that was sown didn't make it is becauseThe seed did not have the roots that were strong enough to be successful and to produce a crop.
那为什么有 75% 的种子都不能结实的话我们能够得到的答案就是因为很多的种子它没有办法能够扎下坚实的根基。
Friends, I don't know about you, but I see this a lot in the life of the church.
我不知道大家是不是有见到这样的情况，但是在我的生命当中，我看到有很多这样的情形在教会当中。
People come in and they get saved and they have that emotional moment with Christ.
有很多朋友来到教会，他们被拯救，他们也有很多的这个激情刚开始的时候。
They might be at the workplace and you and I have an opportunity to share our faith with them and they enter into a relationship with Christ through our workplaces.
那也可能是在我们的工作场所，我们可能把神的道传给一些周围的同事朋友，他们好像也能够进入神的国。
And they might come to a Bible study, they might come to church for a little while and then all of a sudden they just kind of disappear.
他们好像也能够来到教会，也能够来到查经，但是过了一阵子以后，他们好像就消失了。
And what's happening in that person's life is that the roots of that seed that was planted did not get deep enough.
那我想问题的根源就是因为那所撒下的种子在他们身上所生的根没有能够深深的扎在地下。
And we can read about this 75% here in our passage, and we can read about the seed that fell along the path in verses 4b and then verse 19.
那在我们看看刚才这段经文当中，我们看到撒的种子，有些在第四节说到，有些是落在路旁的。
It tells us here that there was no root to the seed that was planted, and what happened was Satan came and snatched away what was sown in that person's heart.
那这样的种子没有能够扎根，那恶者来就把心所撒在他心里的夺了去。
We can read about the seed that fell along the rocks, and there just wasn't enough soil in and around those rocky places that the seed began to grow, but after just a short time, the shallowness of the soil couldn't sustain the growth that was necessary.
我们也看到有一些是落在土浅石头地上的，因为土不深，它们可以发芽，但是因为没有根基，所以日头出来，没有根基就枯干了。
You know, I wonder if that's an example, and it just kind of, in my spirit, I just felt like the Lord was saying this to me tonight. I wonder if that's an example of people that get connected with us as Christians, and then there's sometimes division in the life of the church, or some critical statements that were said here and there, and it's those rocky places where there was a little bit of good soil, but not enough for them to dig real deep.
那这我想是神也好像跟我说，也许有很多我们有很多弟兄姐妹好像也信主，但是也许在一个不好的环境当中的时候，也许在教会有问题的时候或者有分裂的时候，就好像是生长在一个土浅的石头地上。
You know, and then we can read here again talking about the 75% of the seed that didn't grow, or didn't produce a crop. We can read about the seed that fell among the thorns.
那我们也看到，那有些种子是撒在荆棘地里。
And what happened in this story was that the soil was good, but the weeds of our life were no good.
这里所提到的这个撒在荆棘地里，我们看到土其实是好土，可是在生命当中有太多的荆棘。
And what happens with these type of people who receive that seed and start to grow a little bit, they let the worries of this life, they let the fears of this life, they let the heartaches of this life just take over and gain control over any growth that they might be experiencing in their spiritual life.
那撒在荆棘地里，就好像有些人听了道，好像也能够信主，但是他们后来却被世上的一些私欲或者是钱财的迷惑，就把道给挤住。
And then we read about the seed that was planted in the good soil.
那我们最后看到的是种子撒在好土地上。
That good soil, had plowed up and prepared soil.
那样的好土是已经被耕耘过的，是被准备好的土。
It was rich in nutrients.
它是有富含营养的土。
And it was deep enough to establish some deep roots.
也是厚厚的土，可以让根深深扎下去的土。
And it's right here, in this idea of having good soil in our lives, this right here is where God wants you and I to live.
那我想这个好土的这样的一个生命，就是神要我们所拥有的生命。
He wants you and I to have some deep roots in our spiritual lives.
神要我们的属灵的生命能够有深深的扎根下去。
God doesn't want us to live among the shallowness of the other seeds where they were planted.
啊，我们神不想让我们的生活好像是扎在了一些浅土之上。
The reality is this: when we're talking about our spiritual life, you and I will not make it for long if we think that we don't have to get deeper with Jesus.
啊，那事实是我们的属灵生命并不会长久，如果我们的生命属灵生命没有深深的根基化。
Now here, can I encourage you tonight in this area?
啊，我在这个地方再鼓励大家一下。
In order for you and I to get deeper, it's going to require a few things.
啊，如果我们要能够属要有很深的属灵的根基的话，我们有几个需要做到的。
It's going to require that you and I make the commitment to join with one another in the body of Christ and in the corporate worship experience.
啊，那我们需要我们大家能够投入到我们教会的生活当中，能够成为。
Hebrews 10:25 tells us that you and I should never forsake the gathering of one another.
啊，我们不能停止聚会。
It's also going to require that we're growing through our devotions and our prayer life.
啊，那我们也需要通过我们平时啊的这个个人的灵修或者我们的个人的祷告来成长我们的生命。
And it's going to require that you and I are part of a Bible study or a Sunday school class or a small group.
啊，我们也需要我们大家都能成为啊，我们不论是星期五的查经或者是主日学的这样的中间的一份子。
And again, we're talking about getting deeper with Jesus. We're talking about putting down some good roots in good soil.
啊，那我想我们刚才这里提到的都是让我们的属灵生命能够有很深的根基。
And as we do that, we need to understand that this last thing that's going to require is that you and I just give sacrificially out of our time, out of our talents, and out of our treasures.
啊，那也告诉我们说，我们要能够有个奉献的精神，要能够献出我们的时间，献出我们的才智。
Let me ask you a question tonight. This is just for personal reflection again. Are your roots deep tonight?
啊，那想问大家一个问题：你的属灵生命有深的根基吗？
Do you have some deep spiritual roots, or is there some work that you need to do in order to get a little more grounded in your spiritual walk?
啊，那不知道你是不是有一个很深的属灵的根基，还是说你有很还有别的事需要做的，能够让你的属灵的根基更加的深？
I think I can probably speak for all of us here tonight, and the reality is this, that all of us need to be a little more grounded, and we need those spiritual roots to go a little bit deeper.
好了，我想我可能可以代表大家来说，我想我们每一位弟兄姐妹，我们都需要我们的属灵生命有更深的根基。
Number four tonight, here it is. If we're going to learn this art of sowing, we need to know that we are going to have to pull out some of those crazy weeds, right?
啊，那我想我们今天学的第四个功课，关于撒种的功课，就是我们有些时候我们也需要来除掉我们心中的荆棘。
We can find this referenced in verses 7 and 22 in our text tonight.
好了，在我们今天所读的经文的第七节和第二十二节有提到。
And friends, listen, even as we journey along in our spiritual life, there are times when we simply need to stop and reflect.And get rid of some of the junk in our lives that keeps us from growing in Christ.
啊，那我想在我们的属灵生命当中，有些时候我们要停下来，我们要回顾一下，我们要反思一下，我们要清除那些所有阻碍我们属灵生命成长的荆棘。
And so our passage here tonight, when it talks about this, is talking about a person who is consumed with the worries and the troubles of this life. And those worries and those troubles and those fears, sometimes the things that choke us are even people that are negatively influencing our lives.
好，那这里我们所提到的这个荆棘，也就是我们有些时候我们生命当中所有的各样的思虑和各样的担忧，它会阻碍我们属灵生命的成长。
And it's these type of things that will choke our spiritual lives and really render us unfruitful for God.
啊，这样的一些荆棘会窒息我们属灵的生命，让我们的属灵生命不结任何的果实。
And God does not want us to live an unfruitful life.
啊，我想神不希望我们的属灵生命是一个不结果实的生命。
In John chapter 15, it's a great passage, but this passage speaks to this idea of being fruitful in verses 1 and 2, where we are instructed with these words.
啊，那在约翰福音的十五章的第一到第二节，这里有提到神要我们成为一个结果式的有结果式的生命。
And Jesus says this to us tonight. If you haven't heard a word I've said tonight, hear this one, friends. He says, "I am the true vine."
好，那我们大家一定要注意，我们接下来的就在十五节，在十五章第一节有这样提到说，我是真葡萄树。
And he says, "My Father, God, is the gardener."
好，我们要注意这里，他说，我父是栽培的人。
And he will cut off every branch in me that does not bear fruit.
说到凡属我不结果子的枝子，他就剪去。
And while every branch that does bear fruit, he's going to prune those branches, and so that they will produce even more fruit.
凡结果子的，他就修理干净，使枝子结果子更多。
And so friends, listen, if we're going to learn this art of sowing, we have to keep this point in mind. God wants you and I as believers to be fruitful.
好，那我们在学习这撒种的功课的时候，我们一定提醒我们自己，在我们的脑海中牢牢记住，神愿我们的生命是一个多结果子的生命。
He wants us to be healthy, and we have to make sure that we are pulling out the weeds and allowing him to cut off every branch that isn't bearing fruit.
啊，他愿我们的属灵生命是一个健康的生命，我们要拔除那些影响我们属灵生命成长的荆棘，要让神能够把所有的不结果子的枝子给砍去。
And then the last thought for us tonight, it's real brief, it's real obvious in our text tonight.
啊，那最后一点其实是很简短的一点，我要跟大家分享。
If we're going to learn how to sow the seeds, the art of sowing, we need to make sure that we are producing a crop.
啊，那我们要学习撒种的功课，也就要我们要能够明白我们要学习怎么样去结实。
And here's the thing about producing a crop.
啊，那这里是关于结实的这样的一个观念。
If we do the first four things that I've shared with you tonight, you and I will produce a crop.
啊，如果我们做到我们前面所分享的那四点的话，那我们的属灵生命一定是一个结实的生命。
And I love what the scripture says here. It says that when we do these things, we will produce a crop, not twice as big as what was sowed, not 10 times as big as what was sowed, but 30 or 60 or 100 times what was sown.
啊，这有提到说，如果我们结果实的话，不是两倍啊，也不是十倍，而是百倍或者三十倍、六十倍。
And friends, listen, if you and I truly want to live spiritually productive lives, then we have to plow the field and prepare our hearts to receive God's word.
啊，弟兄姐妹，如果你要我们的生命是一个结实的生命，结丰盛果实的生命，那我们一定要耕耘我们的心田，来预备我们自己。
And then we need to plant the seed and we need to put down roots so that our journey with Christ can be sustained.
啊，而且我们要四处的撒种，而且要让种子能够打下坚实的根基。
And along our journey, we need to make sure that we are pulling out those weeds in our lives, and so that we don't get spiritually choked by some of the junk in our lives.
而且在我们属灵生命当中，我们要能够拔除那些影响我们属灵生命成长的荆棘。
And it's at that point when you and I will produce a crop that is worth harvesting.
也就是在那个时候，我们就一定能够结出丰盛的果实。
Is that your choice tonight?
这是不是我们大家的选择呢？今天晚上。
Let's pray.
让我们一起来祷告。
God, we thank you tonight for the simplicity of your word.
主，我们为你的话语的简单明白的道理，我们献上我们的感谢。
And God, I pray tonight that we would listen to the voice of James.
主，我们祷告，愿我们都来听到雅各书中所说的。
And that we would not just merely hear the word, but that we would do what the word says.
啊，我们不单单是要来听到，我们也要来行道。
And Lord, I pray for every single one of us here tonight that we would produce a great crop for the kingdom of God.
主，我们也为我们在座的所有的弟兄姐妹祷告，愿我们每一个人的生命都能够结出百倍、三十倍、六十倍的果实。
And Lord, I pray that you would help us along the way.
主，我们恳求你在我们的一路属灵生命当中来帮助我们。
We love you and we praise your name.
我们爱你，我们奉主的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.